After a contentious debate and one failed motion at its January 23 meeting, Rocky View County, RVC, Council agreed to fund a pilot program that would create a maintenance partnership between RVC and nonprofit baseball associations in Langdon for the 6 baseball diamonds currently located in the community. Under the terms of the agreement, RVC will be responsible for weekly and annual maintenance of the ball diamonds at Langdon Park as well as the 4 diamonds at Iron Horse Field. The county would cover up to $40,000 of the cost of maintaining the diamonds. Originally, county administration brought forward 3 maintenance agreement model options that council could choose from. The first model, which was administration's recommendation, outlined a plan where the county would work with local ball associations to maintain the ball diamonds on a weekly basis. The model would set a budget of up to $40,000 per year in order for the county to contract landscaping services to help with the maintenance. The second model outlined a plan where the local Langdon Ball Associations would take care of the 6 fields without help from the county. This would be the lowest cost option for the county and represent the current status quo. The third model was a plan where the county would do all the maintenance work without the help from ball associations. The cost of the third model could not be determined by administration. Division 7 Count. Al Shul, who represents Langdon on council, said he was more supportive of the second model presented, which outlined an agreement where the local baseball associations would operate the full scope of the maintenance. "I believe these groups are very capable of doing it," said Shul, who also said that the associations have already been maintaining the 6 diamonds on their own for the past year. Division 1 Count. Kevin Hansen said he believed that Model 1 would be a good compromise. "This is expensive and I don't know if we should be leaving this in the hands of volunteers," said Hansen. Division 3 Count. And Reeve Crystal Kissel said that she also supported the second model option. "We need to believe in the people we represent and trust that they can do the right thing," she stated. "It's our job to give them the opportunity." Division 4 Count. Samantha Wright stated that while she believed the community organizations could maintain the fields on their own, she still agreed that Model 1 would be the preferable course. Council voted 3-3 for Option 2, with Shul and Kissel being joined by Division 2 Count, and Deputy Reeve Don Cockin in support. Counts Hansen, Wright, and Samra voted in opposition, with Division 5 Count. Greg Bolk not in attendance. The tie vote meant the motion was defeated. After the first motion failed, council then voted 4-2 to support Option 1, after Shul joined Hansen, Wright, and Samra in supporting the motion.